Ethiopia has launched indeed several important and new and innovative initiatives and programs during the last, in fact, 2 decades. And the main development agenda of the government of Ethiopia is poverty eradication. And in that respect, the primary development framework was known as agricultural development-led industrialization, established in 1994, and placed the smallholder farmers, pastoralists, and rural population as a whole at center stage. The rationale being that these communities make up about 85% of the population, and a development endeavor that does not place such majority of the population at center stage would not bring about the desired results. And therefore, several programs were driven from this framework, some of which are sustainable development and poverty reduction program covering the years 2002-03 to 2004-05, and plan for accelerated and sustained development to end poverty covering 2005-06 to 2009-10. During such plan periods, remarkable achievements of economic growth and social development were registered. The next plan was the Growth and Transformation Plan, or GTP, which was launched in 2010-11, which will run up to 2014-15. And the first year's assessment produced 11.4% real GDP growth rate. Now, since there is not much time, I would just go to the food security program and its related food safety net program. The 2002-2003 food crisis in Ethiopia, in which 14 million people, the largest number ever, needed emergency support. This crisis prompted action from the government to convene a meeting with development partners to explore long-term solutions to food security. The result of the meeting was the formation of a new coalition for food security and the formation of the food security program. The core objectives of the food security program were to enable chronically food insecure people to attain food security and to improve significantly the food security situation of the transitory food insecure people. Its most important component is the productive safety net program, which is considered by some international agencies as the largest social protection program in sub-Saharan Africa. And it was launched in 2005. Currently, it reaches 6.88 million chronically food insecure people. And it has 2 objectives. First, it aims to smooth consumption and protect assets of chronically food insecure households by providing them with predictable and adequate transfers of cash and or food. Second, it aims to build community assets. Example, roads, soil and conservation and water conservation structures, schools, clinics, and so on, through intensive public works. This is the productive part of the productive safety net program. the goal to which the PSMP contributes to graduate people from food is to graduate people from food insecurity. This is to be achieved through a combined effort of the productive safety net program and complementary programs, providing access to credit, agricultural extension, and other services. Productive Safety Net Program Plus, which was launched in 2009 to augment the proper productive safety net program, is designed to assist poor households by linking them to microfinance services and functioning markets, a necessary step to lift people out of dependence on the productive safety net program. The PSMP Plus project works with microfinance institutions to develop products and services which will increase the financial assets of PSMP beneficiaries, as well as strengthening the financial literacy and business skills of the beneficiaries themselves to promote savings. The project targets four agricultural products: honey, haricot beans, livestock fattening, and cereal production to create farmers' income. The PSMP is operating in 8 of the 9 regional states, covering 319 districts out of over 500 districts. This is about 60% of area coverage. In 2005, the number of beneficiaries in the PSMP was 4.83 million. By 2012-13, the number has increased to 6.88 million clients. In terms of population, this is about 8.5% of the total population. The Ethiopian Agricultural Transformation Agency, or ATA, was operationalized in August 2011, and it is a results-driven organization within the government of Ethiopia that reports to a transformation council chaired by the Prime Minister. It aims to support the transformation of the agriculture sector so that it substantially contributes the goal of Ethiopia achieving middle income level by 2025. Issues faced during implementation include shortage of development finance, weak institutional capacity, inflationary pressures, and so on. And we feel that the contribution that FAO and other development partners are making in helping our country accelerate the eradication of hunger, food insecurity, and malnutrition, including through the increased production productivity, are currently appreciated, and also would like them to continue using their mandates and competency.